Well, that's what it ain't it or not? I don't know.
Have you ever read Yellow
Jaundice? Oh, yes, they have that too.
And what about if you have a pain down here? You call that?
Appendicitis.
Hey, Doc.
Don't get up there.
Do you remember what people used to call that?
Ever since I know, they called it the appendix.
Mm-hmm.
Appendicitis. And they used to didn't know how to operate like they do now.
What would people get?
They just die with it, that's all. Mm.
And, say if you ate something that didn't agree with you and it came back up, you'd say you had to...
Had to vomit.
Any other words?
Oh, nasty. Puke.
Okay. And, if a person vomited, you'd say he was sick?
Sick at his stomach.
And, say if a boy was kept on going over to the same girl's house, and you'd say he was...
Going to get married again.
Okay. Say if he's spending a lot of time with a girl, you'd say he's...
I don't know.
See, would you say something like courting her?
Well, courting, it used to, when I was a girl, they called it sparking.
Okay. And he would be called her...
Her feller.
Okay, anything else?
Boyfriend.
And she would be his...
Girlfriend. Or sweetheart.
Okay. And if a boy came home with lipstick on his collar, his little brother would say that he had been
kissing the girl.
Any old-fashioned words for kissing?
Oh, I don't think so.
And, say when a girl stopped letting the boy come over to see her, you'd say that she did what?
She kicked you.
Okay.
If you now that I want to tell you about a girl that a long time ago, what she done.
What was that?
There was a boy asked her if she could go home with her.
Uh-huh.
And she hauled off, kicked him with her foot. She didn't know how to kick him. She didn't know to tell him to kick him. She just hauled off and kicked him. Going off, kicked him. She'd heard others talk about kicking the fella.
Uh-huh.
She kicked him with her foot. She was kind of a girl that was, wasn't bright.
I guess he was pretty surprised.
Surprised. That happened long years ago.
Uh-huh.
The old girl's dead and gone. He didn't ever marry.
Not too surprised about that. Say, you might say he asked her to marry him, but she
refused.
Okay. And you might say they were engaged, and all of a sudden she
broke the engagement.
Uh-huh. There was something like jilted him or gave him the axe or...
Yeah.
What expressions might... My people use it. Sort of joking. Besides kicked him.
I don't know. There's so many things about it. Kicking him and let him go and wouldn't go with him anymore.
Uh-huh. And at a wedding, the boy that stands up with the groom is called the
best man.
And the woman that stands up with the bride?
She's called the bride, man.
Okay. And do you remember a long time ago if after people would get married, other people in the community would make a lot of noise?
They serenade them.
Okay.
They did us when we moved up there at the house.
But how did they do that?
Well, they had old tin pans and old plows, and they were all around the house a-beating and a-banging. Finally come in and had a dance. It was girls and boys.
Uh-huh.
Just having fun.
And
they used to take them out in the cold and they ride them on the rail.
Oh,
the
really?
Men. Yeah. Well, I don't know whether they did it or not, but that's what they were telling they were going to do.
Uh-huh.
And I think they did take out a few of them like that, and but I don't know what they done. They go in the house and you get them out and take them out.
That all just being fun, wouldn't it?
Yes, yeah, just fun. And a lot of times,